Hi, this is Claire, one of your mum mates. Just here to remind you that you're not alone. Yes, it's tough, but you're doing far better than you think. Now, I know you're a mum, but you're important too. And if you're feeling like you don't know who you are anymore or find yourself craving a new chapter after having kids, I'm here to help you. Oh, and tell your mum mates, this might just help them too. Hello, lovely. How are you? All good, I hope. My goodness, it has gone from being pretty warm to pretty cold, hasn't it? That was a quick one. Well, I must admit, I'm sat here feeling rather smug. I'm snuggly in my cozy warm cardigan because it's very autumnal at the moment. But I'm feeling rather fresh-faced, to be honest. And yeah, I've had a little bit of a break. I went away for a couple of days without the kids, completely on my own with my friend, and oh my goodness, it was just what I needed. So on Thursday, I went down to my friend Rachel. We were at uni together. She lives in Chelmsford, and we went to watch Scummy Mummies in concert live in Chelmsford. Now, I don't know if you know Scummy Mummies. They are hilarious, super rude. Love it. But they are so funny. They had us howling in our seats. And what's so funny is I used to listen to their podcast when Mason, my first, was born. So that shows how long they've been going. He's almost 9 now. And I remember being up in the night feeding him. And I used to listen to the podcast just to sort of keep me company in the long, cold evenings. And I remember one time waking him up because I was... My shoulders were shaking so much from laughing that I actually managed to wake up a sleeping baby, which is ridiculous. But oh my goodness, they really kept me company. They are so funny. So we had a brilliant time. And then whilst I was down there, a couple of months before, we'd already booked the Scummy Mummies tickets. My friend Rachel said, do you know, it's going to be the beginning of half term. What do you think about getting a cheap flight and going away somewhere? So we did. And we got a cheap flight to Palma, Mallorca, and went and had a couple of days there. The Friday we arrived was windy, but still warm. So just a little jacket, nice dinner and drinks and stuff. The Saturday, it was meant to be dark, storm clouds, rain all day. But we were pleasant surprise. We had hot day, gorgeous, laid out by the pool at the hotel with a cold, crisp glass of rosé wine, which is just my ultimate. That is, you know, that is just my favourite thing. And sat and read a book and just watched the world go by and just took it all in, just to be sat under those blue skies. And me and my friend even said, when was the last time you just sat and just took it and just relax and not even scroll? I just want to take every moment in. And we did just that, went out for dinner that evening, and then caught the flight back on the, had a couple of hours by the pool Sunday morning, then got the flight back at lunchtime. And yeah, I must admit, it's done me the world of good. It was just the therapy I needed, to be honest. It was my first chance of a holiday. And it was really, really lovely. I really appreciate it. And I really do feel so much better for it as a person and as a parent as well. You know, I'm much more, I've got a lot more patience with the boys. It's been a long, long time. It's been very intense. As you know, it's been a busy year, a roller coaster of a year for me, as well as changing everything in the business. So any spare weekends I've had, any opportunities when the boys have been with their dad, I have been using to work and crack on and get things done. So I've not really taken much of a break. So it's been quite intense this year. So just to go away and not do anything was just wonderful. And eat paella and drink sangria and, oh my goodness, it take me back. It feels like a lifetime ago now. But it was so, so lovely and just what I needed. So I do wonder, have you ever taking a break without the kids? And if you do, how do you feel when you do it? You know, are you riddled with guilt? Are you giving yourself a hard time about it? Or are you able to enjoy? Because I really do think taking time away, whether it's a date night, whether it's a night out with your friends or a spa day or a day shopping on your own, whatever it is, just having a little break We're so quick to give ourselves a hard time about it, aren't we? When actually it does us the world of good. It helps us feel like a human again, like a person again. Not mum, not wife, sister, friend. Just to be a person again. To get lost in our thoughts and just spend some time. And it also makes us a better mum for it as well. I definitely believe that. So highly recommend it if you haven't. Obviously it doesn't need to be a jumping on a flight and going to Palma. That's quite extreme. But just a little break. A little break can make a huge amount of difference. Anyway, I just want to share with you a little story from while we were away. And I'm hoping if my friend Rachel is listening to this, she will be howling because she was laughing at me for this. So we were sat by the pool. It was an adults only resort. Never stayed in one of those before. So it's lovely. And our pool was right next to like a promenade. Everyone was walking and then the beach and it was blue skies. And you could hear like hustle and bustle of everyone. But it was just so relaxed and the water lapping and oh, just wonderful. Well, where we were sat on our sunbeds, like I said, I'm happy to people watch. I'm one of those that's just happy to sit and let the world go by. I didn't want to scroll. I didn't want to waste the moment. Seeing as I knew we had one day of holiday, I wanted to take it all in. And I was sat watching and I even took a photo of it. Where we were sat on our sunbeds, we were out looking, overlooking the promenade and then the beach behind. And next to the promenade, the section of beach was a gentleman. And he had built some sort of very beautiful, intricate sand sculpture of this huge castle. It really was a work of art. It was absolutely beautiful. And obviously very talented and spent a long time doing it. So as you can imagine, something like this, lots of people were walking past and stopping to take a photo of this beautiful sand art that he has created. And it was really funny that I was getting angry because, well, not angry, but I was just almost getting angry before him. So what they were doing was lots and lots of people were stopping, seeing this beautiful sculpture, grabbing their phones and their cameras, taking a photo, but then not leaving a donation. It had a towel out in front of it for people to drop coins to take donations for, obviously, his talent, to be paid for his art and his talent. And he seemed okay if people stopped to admire it and look at it. Some people would talk to him, asking questions. However, there were also people taking photos, which you kind of think they'd maybe make a little donation if they were going to take a photo of his artwork. However, he was sat to the side of his sand sculpture under an umbrella, and you could see that he was getting angry. He was getting annoyed that people were taking a photo and then walking off without leaving a donation. And sometimes a friend of his would come and join him and you could see him raising his arms and getting angry about it and getting really annoyed. And people were doing it time and time again. And I was finding it really frustrating because I could see that he was annoyed with the situation he was in. You could see that he was annoyed that people weren't paying him for his art, which is understandable when you have a talent like that. However, I was getting frustrated at the fact that he wasn't doing anything about it. His brolly was to the side of the sand sculpture, so it was hard to know if it was his or if he was just sat by. It wasn't very clear that it was his, that it belonged to him. And even at one bit, there was a father and a daughter came walking by and he was about to allow his daughter to climb on it, the castle, just thinking someone had left it. And this guy went mad and told them to basically to clear off. But I was watching this. My friend was like, "What are you laughing at?" And I was like, "I'm just getting so frustrated because he's in this situation and he's getting angry about it, but he's not doing anything about it. He's not taking any sort of action to try and change his situation, to change how people are reacting with or interacting with his art." He was there the Friday night we arrived. Shows what a strong structure it was because, my goodness, it was windy. He was there on Saturday. He was still there on the Sunday morning when we spent a couple of hours before we left. And I could see him and he was sat in the same position under his brolly getting angry, but did nothing about it. And for me, you know, I kept saying to my friend, you know, if he just stood in front of it, if he stood in front of it and got in the way of people's photos. One, they would realise that he was the artist that was creating this, but also for people to be able to take a photo, they would need him to move, in case which likely they're more likely to interact with him and perhaps feel embarrassed that they're taking a photo and would be more likely to leave a donation for him. I was also thinking about, you know, how great it would be if all these people taking a photo. Obviously, I live my life on Instagram, that he didn't have any sort of Instagram handle. All these people taking photos. If he had his name carved in the sand in front of the castle or a little board with an at with his Instagram handle or whatever, what amazing advertising that is. Because all these people taking photos are going to go home, post about it to their mates, about showing off where they've been in Parma and this sandcastle they saw. And it would be free advertising for him. What a genius way to get your name out there. And he wasn't doing that. He was sat under his brolly, sat away from the sandcastle and just getting really angry. And I just kept thinking of all these different things that he could be doing. You know, perhaps having a sign out explaining about how he makes the art, or perhaps be a bit more prominent because he was sat behind the wall that people were walking on. Even if he sat in front of the wall and just be a bit more present and engage with his audience, engage with the people, I'm sure he could have tripled the money that was coming in. There were just a few coins on there, which just seems such a shame when he put all that energy in. So as you can hear, I was getting so frustrated for him. I just felt like he was just missing such an opportunity when he'd worked so hard and every night he would wet the sand and really maintain his beautiful castle, but wasn't doing anything about it. And I just wondered, you know, are you like the man on the beach with his sand out? Are you in a situation that you're getting angry with or frustrated or upset or annoyed? And are you just accepting it? Are you like him, just accepting that, okay, these people aren't going to donate, they just want to take photos for free? Or are you going to step in the way? Are you going to put yourself out there? Are you going to step over the wall and actually be more present in your life and do something about it? It might not work, but at least try. Don't sit under the brolly and get angry and get upset and moan to your friend. He was, every time this friend came back, he couldn't see him with his arms in the air. He was moaning that no one else had left money. Are you like the man under the brolly, waiting for people, but not doing anything about it? And like I said, it might have worked, it might not. Sitting in front of the wall, sitting in the way of the photo, putting up his name in front, all these things might have worked, or they might not. But at least you try. At least try and do something to change the situation that you're in. Now, I know the feeling, as you know, I know that feeling of feeling stuck, of feeling isolated, of feeling lonely, of feeling like you're in the shadows watching everyone else live their life. But what are you going to do about it? Are you going to be like the man with the sand art, sitting at the side getting angry, throwing your arms up in the air? Or are you going to at least try? Just try and do something. Is there just a little something you could do that could actually have a huge impact on this? And you know, this is something we talk about in our Stuck to Strong course, all about taking action, about doing something about it, because nothing's going to change if nothing changes, unless you are going to try, perhaps a bit of self-care, perhaps journaling, perhaps your gratitude list, perhaps even like me, just looking up at the sky and just grounding yourself as often as you can. Those small things can actually have a huge difference. Like the suggestions for the man under the brolly, those small suggestions, they might not work, but also they might. It's just worth giving it a try. It's worth trying something rather than sitting under the brolly and getting angry. And this is something we cover quite heavily in the course. Throughout all the courses that I create, it's all about taking action, believing that you can. It might not work, but oh my goodness, you'd be so proud of yourself for at least having a go. So I urge you to try it, to try something. If you are feeling all those feelings, what can you do? What little thing could you try that could actually have a huge difference? It's worth giving it a go, isn't it? Thank you for listening today. I really hope you found it helpful, and perhaps you could share it with one of your mum mates and they might find it helpful too. Oh, and I'd love to be mum mates with you. So please Sell me a selfie of you listening along. I'd love to get to chat to you. And if you could leave a review, that would be awesome. Send me a little screenshot of your review and I will send you a discount code to use on our site. Bye.